Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden History.
15,000 hungry army veterans encamped in an effort to get much-needed aid for their family were rebuffed by soldiers who attacked them with bayonets and shot at them. It sounds like a description of the ongoing conflict in Afghanistan or even Pakistan, perhaps, but it happened in the United States in 1936, and the general who ordered the attack on the defenseless veterans was none other than our much-heralded Douglas MacArthur. 6 years after the end of World War I, Congress enacted a bill that would reward veterans a cash bonus for their service. However, the legislation stipulated that the veterans would not collect their bonus until 1945. In lieu of cash, they were given so-called bonus certificates. Throughout the Roaring Twenties, they were willing to wait, but the onslaught of the Great Depression changed their attitude. Out of work, destitute, and with families to feed, the veterans organized a march on Washington in May of 1932 to force Congress to immediately pay their bonuses. An estimated 15,000 made their way to the nation's capital and dubbed themselves the, quote, Bonus Expeditionary Force, unquote. Using scrap wood, iron, and any other loose materials they could find, the veterans set up ramshackle camps throughout the city. The largest housed an estimated 10,000 people. Here are some of their angry voices as recorded on the streets of D.C. in 1932.
I came to Washington to get my bonus, and I'm going to wait for till I get it if I have to wait till 1945.
What's it that brought you to Washington?
I want to beat the Undertaker, spend the money before the Undertaker gets it.
I know who's made this country worth living in. It's just you fellas. Look, and a whole lot of people speak of you as tramps. By God, they didn't speak of you as tramps in 1917 and 18.
They waited in vain for Congress to act, but the bill to provide immediate relief to the veterans died in the Senate. Next week, the bonus army turns into a bonus riot. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.